produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Peace, joy, faith, love, Dr. V.
Well, praise the Lord. Welcome to Love Your Making. I am Dr. V, your humble host. So glad that you join us. This is Sage Conversations, leader to leader. And we come to you every other week, and we want to just present to you what the Lord has been implanting in our spirits. And so we thank you for tuning back in with us. We thank you for the Joseph's Inspiration Network and Finding My Own Way, Caleb Padgett, and for all the supporters to make this word go global. What a blessing. And Father, we just pray right now that everyone listening, Father God, will be blessed by your word, will take your word, oh God, unto themselves and be healed by your word, delivered by your word, encouraged by your word. Oh God, that this word, oh God, will go forth through all the land and be a blessing to your people. Thank you for the anointing on Dr. V's life, oh God, to deliver this word today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Listen, I wanted to pick up where we left off last time we were together. You remember, I read Psalms 103, Isaiah 26, Isaiah 27, and Isaiah 28 in its entirety. Now, I know it was challenging for you to sit there and listen to Dr. V read to you, right? So elementary, right? But I wanted you, well, first of all, I want you to be obedient to what God told me to do. He said, read the word and pray. So I did exactly what God told me to do. So I'm not apologizing for it. But I'm thanking you for suffering Dr. V to do that in agreement with what God wanted her to do, okay? This week, he told me to just talk about it. And so we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it around this particular scripture, the 28 verses 12 and 13, where it talked about line upon line and precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. You know, the intent was, it was a mocking. But God said, yeah, that's okay. I take that mocking, but this is what I'm going to tell you. It is about line upon line and precept upon precept. And then I wanted to share with you, I looked up the word precept, and it said it's a command or a principle. It's a rule to guide and direct. It's intended especially as a general rule of action, a rule of moral conduct, a maxim of rule or direction to regulate behavior and thought. Now, I want us to remember that. It is to morally regulate behavior and thought. That's what a precept is supposed to do. So when you hear the word, and that's what I've heard all my life as a little girl. I don't remember when I heard it. I know that I've been in my spirit for years, and I'm 65 years old, and I started hearing God's word, I can remember at least at 5 years old. But there are two scriptures that I remember that were put in my spirit sometime in my life, and I just grew up with them, and I always said them. The one was, in my father's house, there are many mansions. And my stepfather would always say, because I'd always say that scripture at the dining room table, he would say, if it were not so, I wouldn't have told you. And I'd always look at him like, okay. I didn't know that that was the rest of the scripture. All I know is that was my prayer scripture for the blessing of the food. In my father's house, there are many mansions. Another scripture that I've always heard all my life, stayed in my spirit, was, it shall be line upon line and precept upon precept. Now, did I know where it was in the scripture? No. Did I know it was a part of the scripture? Yes. And so often when I would pray, God, help us to read your word and receive your word and to live by your word as it is line upon line and precept upon precept. I just remember having that concept of it. When I began to do some research on that scripture, as the Lord was dealing with me 2 weeks ago on what shall I say in this season to leaders? How can I encourage leaders to encourage their congregation or those that they lead? How can I help leaders to get people to seek God, his kingdom, and his peace and not buy into fear? Yes, obey the law of the land. Yes, go into your houses, stay home, rest at home if you can. Be okay with educating your children at home. Be okay with learning how to cook and cook well and make it on what you have left. Be okay with not being up close and personal with people, but still reaching out and still being a blessing and still being emotionally there for people. Help leaders to teach people how to do the new normal. And so that was a burden on my heart. And I kept asking God, how, what is the word, oh God? What is the word of encouragement? What is the sage word, oh God? How are you making us in this season? What are we supposed to be focused on? Put us all on the wheel again and turn us until we come out the shape that you want us to be. And so again, I focus back on this scripture, line upon line, precept upon precept. A little here and a little there. And so today I'm going to drag this out because this is the season. Okay. We're just going to deal with that word precept. We're going to deal with the moral rule of conduct. We're going to deal with guidance and direction. And we're going to deal with the regulation of behavior and thought. And the Bible tells us to take every thought captive into the obedience of God. Anything that would exalt itself above the knowledge of God, we need to tear down that thought, take it captive, you know. And so for precept, to deal with our thinking, to tear down a thinking that has been planted in us, perhaps even by the enemy, and we shouldn't think that way or we shouldn't be that way. That precept, that word of the Lord, that line upon line, that word that guides us and directs us, that like the word of the Lord said, it is to instruct us, it is to rebuke us, it is to cause us to do the right thing for the right reason, expecting the right results. That's the word. The Bible says the interest of God's word bringeth light. And that light we need to see our way out of darkness. And so that precept is something that will cause the behavior done in the dark, the light to shine on us so we can no longer behave that way. If that precept will shine the light on our thoughts so that we should not think that way. Philippians tell us how to think, whatever is lovely, whatever is good report, if there be any virtue, think on these things. And so the line upon line and the precept upon precept for the believer is important. It's important for us to follow precepts, okay? And so that today, when we look at the world, we're in the world, we're not of the world. When we look at the world and we don't know leaders what to believe, because when you turn on your radio or turn on your television, the political establishment is telling you this is going on and that is going on. The doctors are telling you one thing. The police are telling you one thing. The governors are telling you one thing. The other pastors and other leaders are telling you don't know what to believe. And these institutions which you believed in before and thought you could trust, well, we certainly have had, at least in America, a leadership who has degraded or or talked about in such a disparaging way those institutions and that we don't believe, or we've been infiltrated by outside influences feeding us lies. So the people, your congregation, people that you lead, they're hearing this day on day, day in and day out, night and day. They go to bed in CNN and MSNBC or whatever radio or television station they listen to, and they wake up and they're more of hearing that propaganda, if you want to call it, or hearing those words rather than hearing. So as a leader, you've got to be line upon line and precept upon precept in that word. You got to be able to stack that word and teach that word and instruct that word in such a way that the thoughts of the believers, the behaviors of the believers will be in line with God's word. Because God will bless his word. He will bless his word. And you will be a blessing if you receive and you eat and you heed his word. And so our people, those that we lead, will quickly lean toward fear and paranoia. And we will, and when you're living in fear, you're out of control. Your wisdom goes out the window. Your behavior goes awry, and your thoughts are all over the place. And so as a leader, you got to deliver a word that will bring people back center into the will and the way and the wisdom of the Lord. Let me say that again. The will, the way, and the wisdom of the Lord. As a leader, you have got to be equipped. You've got to rightly divide that word of truth so your congregants, your sheep, your the people that God has called you to lead will hear that word, heed that word, live by that word. The Spirit of the Lord will light upon a word of truth and magnify it into the ears and to the ear gates and the spirit of those that you are speaking to. So leaders, come on, come on. The Bible tells us to obey the law of the land. So if the law says, don't congregate no more than 10 of you, don't get so bent up out of shape because you are the church. God has given us technology that we can, if you have available to you in wherever you are, you can broadcast the word from your home and let people be in their home with their children. And as a plague comes through, as the indignation, whatever it is, I don't know the mind of God in that regard. I don't know if it's of God or Satan. I do know this, that we have protection in God. The believers do. He said of his vineyard, I told you that in the prayer last week, he said he will water it. He will guard it. Amen. He'll water it. And he'll guard it, right? He did three things. I'm going to turn to my notes because I don't want you to miss any of that, what the Lord had told us on last week, because it was powerful. It was powerful. Amen. And so we found all that in Isaiah 26. Did you go back and read it for yourself? I encourage you to do so. God will take care of his vineyard night and day, morning and morning. He will do that. We are his vineyard. Amen. And God will take care of us. Amen. And so as God is watering us and guarding us and protecting us, amen, then we have that assurance. So fear should not be a part of our lives. We just follow the instructions. Do the right thing for the right reason. If your government tells you to do something that is not in conflict with the word, then obey that. So that, again, the social distancing is for to protect the people. So don't make them think that they're not walking in faith because they are being obedient to the law of the land. If it's going to slow down the contagion of whatever this virus is that is plaguing the world right now, then be a part of that. Go in, shut your house. If you have children, love on your children, teach them the word of God, pray with them, listen to church on the radio or watch church on the television, or open up your Bible and have church there. It is a time for you to homeschool your children, teach them the word of the Lord. Amen. In the home. Amen. We've given away our rights anyway too much. We've allowed too many other people to teach our children what we should be teaching our children anyway. The Bible tells us in Deuteronomy to teach your children four times a day where God has brought you from. So parents are the first teachers. So be okay with this new normal that is not just going to be on the pastors, not just going to be on the leaders, the Sunday school teachers, but you yourself as parents teach your children. Amen. Teach them the ABCs and teach them the scriptures, Genesis to Revelation. Amen. And so as leaders, we want to, by the word of the Lord, help people to embrace this normal As Isaiah 26 and 20 say, go in your house and shut the door until this calamity is passed, until this destruction is passed. Go in. And so the government is saying, go in, you know, rest at home until this plague has ceased in the land. It's not going to be forever, but if it takes longer than what we expect, we're not in our houses in fear. We're in our houses in faith. We're waking up in faith. We're going to bed in faith. As a leader, be able to preach that kind of message. We're going to obey the law of the land, but we're going to be in faith. We're going to wash our hands as many times as we need to wash our hands. If we're on the front line and we have to go out from our house, we're going to trust that God is going to take care of our household till we get back, and it's going to take care of us where we're going. Hats off right now to all frontliners, doctors and nurses and technicians and researchers and grocery store clerks and gas station clerks and pharmacy techs and things like that. Anybody that has to be out in the public so the public can keep getting what they need. Hats off. We pray for them and for their families. Doctors and nurses and aides are dying with those that are dying because of this plague. And it is no time for us to get halty and be tested. I'm in faith. I'm going to fill my church house up and we're going to be there. No, your people are going to go to all areas of their communities and everywhere, and they may be carrying this virus. Be obedient. Be a part of the solution, as the word would say. Be obedient to the law of the land, as the word of God says, line upon line and precept upon precept. So I want to talk about that. If the word of God will cause us to behave correctly, morally, justly, if the word of God will teach us how to obey the law of the land and God, whenever the disciples in the Bible practiced civil disobedience, it was because it was in direct violation to the Lord's word. And they didn't mind suffering because of that as well. So that if the land asks you to do something that is against God's word, don't do it. Don't even complain about it if you have to suffer with it. But if it does not obey it, be a part of the solution. That's what I'm encouraging you as leaders to be. Listen, it is not wisdom for you to encourage people to intentionally and on purpose disobey the law of the land. Check yourself. I'm just asking. You may not be doing that, but I know across the street from my house, there's a church full of people. And in the locality where I am, they have asked nicely, do not congregate, 10 or more of you. They asked the students down in Florida, here in America, to come off the beaches. And now they've gone back to all their several states that they were from and taken that virus with them. And now they are coming up with positive diagnoses. So I'm just saying, disobedience is not good. Obedience is better than sacrifice. You should obey the law of the land. You should know the word. You should know the precept. It will teach you how to think and teach you how to behave. A precept. We're just talking about precept this broadcast. We will talk about line upon line next week. But let's talk about the precept that will impact your thoughts and your behaviors from a moral standpoint. It is intended to guide you. It is a rule of action. It is a rule of moral conduct. It will give you directions. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord how? With all your heart. And do what? Lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways. Consider your ways, hey God. Acknowledge him. Come on, God. And he will do what? Direct your path. In other words, his word will give you a direction. His voice will give you a direction. There'll be a still small voice telling you to go this way or that way behind your ear, the Bible says. But when God speaks to you audibly as a leader and tell you what to do that is right according to his word, then do it. And then teach your people how to what? Do it. We're encouraged wherever we are all over the world, whether you're from a third world country or whether you're from a country that's on other major religions that is not Christian, or whether you're here in America supposedly being under the Christian rule and law. But you know, we have not in all places all over the world, we have not been totally obedient to the word of the Lord. So if judgment has come to the land and we're in the land, God is going to teach us how to put the blood over the post door, all right, and survive through it. But we have to learn to be obedient. We have to learn how to honor the precept. The precept will teach us how to think and how to behave. The precept will teach us how to think and how to behave. The word of the Lord will teach us how to think and how to behave. I just believe that. I'm staying right there. It's a command or it's a principle. It is a rule. It is a guide. It is a direction. It is intended especially as a general rule of action. And I'm telling you today, as a leader, be okay with being very directed. Listen, if somebody loses Jesus by not being in church one Sunday, five Sundays, seven Sundays, 10 Sundays. Heck, at the beginning, in the beginning biblical times, they only went to the temple once a year. They didn't lose their God when they did that. And the people of God, if you find a way, write a letter, do whatever you can if you don't have technology, pray. Pray for your congregants if you don't see them. Don't be so concerned how many tithes you lose because they're not present, whether they'll send money in the mail or not. Listen, the church is not the building. The people are the building. You know, this is a time for you to give you some rest and for you can horn in your sermons and be more precise in what you do and build up people. Teach your people how to think and how to behave according to God's word. Leader, you can do that. And God is going to give you the wherewithal to do that. This sage conversation has a whole lot to do with, leader, what is the precept of God? What is the rule? What is the moral rule that will change behaviors and change thoughts to the will and the way and the wisdom of God? That's your assignment in this season. As the world is causing us to come home and get a new normal, come out of the four walls of the church. You won't go from annual to annual. You won't have your pastor's anniversary, your nurse's anniversary, your choir anniversary. All of that stuff is out of the window now. Now it's just you and the Lord and your family. You, the Lord, and those that God has given you to lead. And his word. That word that's going to cause you to be a moral leader. That will lay down a rule based on God's word. That rule will cause people to act and behave in a certain way, which has always been the way of God. We just strayed away from it. We went into fables where it should have always been line upon line and precept upon precept. It should always been a word that will strengthen us and cause us to do the right thing for the right reason, expecting the right results to glorify God and to benefit mankind. I'm just encouraging you, leader to leader, let's go back to the old landmark. Remember last week in chapter 28 where he says there's been a true stone, a foundation been laid. That's Christ. That's Christ. And we should build nothing over that. And we should look to nothing other than that. Amen? And that foundation is Christ. Go back and read the 26th chapter through the 28th chapter and hear what the Lord would say to you. Amen? Verse 16 of the 28th chapter said, therefore, thus said the Lord God, behold, I lay, God did this. I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. Amen. Unbelief must be doing something, and thus it works its own undoing. But faith maketh no more haste than good speed. And thus it is not forced to go back sorrowfully by the way in which it followed heedlessly. That was Spurgeon talking to us. And so I'm just saying to you today, men and women of God all over the world, let's be a leader that goes back and that our foundation be Christ, who is the Word of God, who came down in the flesh and dwelt among us. Let it be that word that changes thoughts and behavior. Let it be that word that takes every thought captive. Any word that exalts itself, or any imagination rather, that would exalt itself above the knowledge of God. Amen? We're to tear it down. And the precept of the Lord, the word of the Lord, will tear it down. I promise you will. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for this admonishing word today. We thank you for this one word, precept. We thank you for the moral rule. We thank you that for that rule that will cause our conduct and our direction to change according to your will and your way and your wisdom. We thank you, Lord God, for you have called us to be a leader. You've chosen us as leaders, and we should do it your way because our way is not worth going. Jesus told us clearly in the Garden of Gethsemane, not my will, but thy will be done. And it is the will of the Lord, no matter what's going on in the world, that you would take care of your vineyard. We trust your word. We believe your word. And if we heed your word, we will be all right. We know that. We believe that. You're a good God, and we love you. And we know you love us. And it's in your son Jesus' name we praise you and we pray. Until next time, this has been Love Your Making with Dr. B. God bless you. And remember that I love you.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Hello, this is Benita Durice with Create Your Own You. And as I always say, make sure you are becoming the person that you want to be and not what someone else wants you to be. I am so thankful and grateful for being able to speak to you all today, and I hope all is well with everyone. I know with all of the stress that's going on with the coronavirus, and people are experiencing possibly a lot of death in their family or no family members or no friends of friends. And, you know, one thing about right now is that we really don't want ourselves to get too overly stressed or our anxiety increase, have high anxiety. So, you know, right now you want to take the time out and you want to learn, you know, learn some ways to keep the stress level and anxiety level down. Yes, this is a stressful time, but we can help ourselves with keeping our stress level down as an individual. Throughout the world, you know, we are experiencing a lot of difficulties right now. But always just be thankful and grateful that you woke up on the next day or today. You know, you woke up and you know we're able to see the sun. You're able to see the sky. You know, you're able to see your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, niece, nephews. Even if just speaking with them via phone, you know. Just be always grateful for what you have today and not do a lot of complaining in this current situation, because complaining isn't going to get you absolutely nowhere. It's just going to, you know, stress you down. It's just going to make you a upset person, and it's just going to weigh on your health overall. So you just want to make sure that you are taking care of yourself, taking care of your family, checking in on people, making sure that they don't need anything, especially our elders, making sure that they're okay, and checking out if they need anything picked up from the grocery store or if you can go cut their lawn, you know, depending on what side of the world you live on. Just make sure you check on the older folks and make sure that they're doing extremely fine and that they don't need any help. But, you know, today I am going to talk to you guys in regards to some things that you can do to relieve your stress and to relieve your anxiety, because that's what we need to do. And one thing I like to do is, you know, wake up in the morning and I like to take deep breaths. You know, you do that about 10 times, get your mind focused and get your mind ready for the day. And taking those deep breaths actually is exercising your lungs, so it's strengthening your lungs too, so that, you know, if possibly you are affected by the coronavirus, at least your lungs are being built up and you do taking those deep breaths and building your lung muscles. So, you know, in the morning time when you first get up, do some stretches, you know, do some breathing in and out. If you enjoy meditating, do meditating for 10, 15 minutes, 30 minutes a day, just to get that air into your lungs and get the air out. So breathe in, hold for about 10 seconds, and blow out, you know. So do that several times in the morning time. I say, you know, 10, 12 times. You know, it depends on you and your body, how long, you know, and what you want to do. So, you know, that's number one. Make sure you are, you know, taking deep breath and you are taking that time to meditate if that's what you like to do. Another thing is, you know, get out there and, you know, some places we are able to, you know, walk the neighborhood as long as you're keeping, you know, social distancing, wearing your mask outside, you know, just because you're outside and you're no one's around, you still probably want to keep your mask on your face. So you want to get outside or even in your house. Do at least 30 minutes, 30, 45 minutes of some type of exercising, whether that's yoga, whether you can go on YouTube. There's plenty of stuff on YouTube you can find the exercise to. And, I mean, it's from doing Bali dancing, from doing Zumba, from doing yoga. If you like that higher core workout, they got, you know, the higher core workouts on there. If you like to do African dancing, they have African dance workouts on there. They have all type of Caribbean style workouts. So, you know, if you have access to YouTube, get on YouTube once a day and just pop on a exercise video and get to moving, you know, get to moving, getting your body and on your stress hormone, which is called cortisol, get them lower, you know, get your stress hormones in. And, you know, when you exercise a lot, you release endorphins. And endorphins improve your mood and in your acts, and it's a natural painkiller. So when you're working out and you're moving around, that chemical, that endorphins that's in you, it actually helps also it becomes a natural painkiller. So that's another way to keep your stress levels down and your anxiety low, is to make sure that you're moving, that you're exercising for at least 30, 45 minutes a day. If you want to take it to an hour, take it to an hour. You know, if you have some type of equipment at home, maybe an exercise bike or maybe a treadmill, you know, if you're able to just sit that in front of the TV and watch one of your favorite TV programs, have at it. Because, you know, once you have your mind occupied, you're really not thinking that you're actually working out on a treadmill or you're working out on a bike. So, you know, throw a movie on and just work out and have a field day with it. Just enjoy yourself with the workouts. Don't pick a workout you know you're not going to like. So, you know, I like workouts where, you know, it's a lot of movements. It's a lot of dancing involved in it. It's a lot of cardio, you know, Zumba type stuff like that. I'm not a person that likes to work out with the higher core workout with, you know, sit-ups, and then you got to stand up and do like 24 jumping jacks, then you got to do 34, you know, you got to jump rope, and then you got to run a mile. That's really not me at this point in time in my life. I like the workouts that's fun, you know, that don't seem like you're working out. You're just dancing in the middle of the room. And even if you can't find something on TV, throw on your favorite song or your favorite music and just dance to that. You know, the point is just to get out there and get your body moving, you know, because what we don't want to do with us being contained in our homes is that we don't want to gain a lot of weight, because after this is over, we have to go back outside. But we don't want to go outside with the 20, 30 pounds that we gain from being stuck in our house, being stuck in our home. So, you know, you want to get that daily flow and that daily exercise. And just because you just don't want to gain that extra weight, and then when you go out, then your clothes, they're not fitting anymore, so you got to go out and buy more clothes or lose the weight. Those are your only two options. I prefer just to lose the weight and just use the clothes that I already have. Another one is sleep. You want to make sure you are getting your quality. I think this is the third one. You want to make sure you are getting your quality of sleep. And if you have high stress and if you have high anxiety, you're not going to get the quality of sleep that you need. So, you know, sleep is very important to the human body. It gives the body time to relax. It gives the body time to repair. So you want to make sure you're getting at least 6 to 8 hours of sleep with no interruptions. You know, some people bodies aren't like that. Some people bodies can only sleep 4 to 5 hours. I know my body, I sleep 4 good hours, and then I'm up. So, and I'm rested and can go about my day. So, you know, 5 hours is good for me. Anything over that, I get into interrupted sleep patterns. I'm tossing and I'm turning. So I might as well just get out the bed and start my day. So you want to make sure your quality of sleep is important. It's very important that you get the quality of sleep that you need. And another thing, once you know, with exercise and the quality of sleep and you start losing that weight, you'll build more confidence in yourself, too, to do whatever other goals that you have planned for yourself. So that you want to just make sure you're just getting out there. You know, if you're into taking supplements or anything like that, you know, green tea, lemon balm, you know, things that can help your body, valerian root. I take valerian root in a spray that I have, and the valerian root is also like a sleep aid. It helps like a sleep aid, and it's like it lowers your anxiety, but it's very beneficial to the body, the valerian root. So you want to just, you know, if you're into supplements, if you can find a supplement that's more of a liquid form instead of a pill form, so let's say you have a multivitamin. If you can find a multivitamin in a liquid form, your absorption rate is going to be about 97% compared to taking the pill form, which is only 33%. So you want to make sure that you're taking a supplement that's going to absorb in your body fast. And I take liquid supplements because that works best for most people's bodies. You're getting all the nutrients and the vitamins that you need in a liquid form. Another thing that you want to do that can possibly help is maybe if you're a coffee drinker, reduce your coffee, reduce your caffeine, reduce the chocolate maybe or energy drinks that you're drinking. People don't really understand all of that caffeine that's in your body is actually damaging your body. It's actually making your body more acidy than anything. So you want to make sure that when your body, when you want to release stress and release anxiety, and you want to release, like, you want to let go, like, coffee, because coffee, the caffeine gives you jitters, it gives you crashes, and then when it gives you a crash, you want more caffeine, and then it gives you another crash, and then you want more caffeine. So you want to try to not drink a lot of drinks that have high caffeine in them. You know, maybe just drink some green tea without sugar, and maybe just drop some lemon in it, or drink some type of they have some coffees that have a vitamin in it, or they have a supplement in it, like a green tea or something, or some type of mushroom in the coffee. Maybe you could find like a healthier tea for an alternative and try that out for a little while and try to get your body to switch over. You know, all of this is making your, you know, we want to get your stress and anxiety levels down. A lot of people don't understand if they just take the time to adjust what they're doing, if they just take the time to adjust what they're eating, they just take their time to adjust their work life and their family life, a lot of the stress levels and anxiety that you are having will come down a lot. Not saying it will completely go away, but it will come down a lot. Now, I'm not a doctor or in the medical profession or anything like that. If your doctor do have you on medication, you make sure you talk to your doctor and make sure that person explains if you continue to take it or if you not to take it. So if you're on medication and things of that nature, and then you are trying to transition over to a more natural style, make sure you are consulting your doctors on that you're taking the medication, but you want to try something a little bit more natural, because you may think, and you know, a lot of medications actually destroy your liver and kidneys. So you definitely want to talk to your doctor and see what you can do to switch off and probably into something a little bit more natural, but still be on maybe a lower dose of your medication that your doctor's giving. I always say, always tell people to talk to their doctors first if they're trying to do anything with stress or anxiety, and if they want to reduce some of that. Another thing is, you know, what is also you can do to release stress and anxiety is, you know, light a candle. We have so many candles with so many different scents. You can get a candle with sandalwood in it. You can get some with, like, it's an essential oil called frankincense, which I love, and lemon. You know, all of this eucalyptus. You want to get candles or oils or essential oils that have, you know, those products in it so that it can also relieve and calm your stress levels down. I love lighting candles through my house. I love the aroma that it sends through the house. It gives you such a calming, natural feeling that, you know, it kind of seems like it takes the weight off of me. So, you know, light a candle with a scent in it. Even if you just like vanilla or you just like to any type of candles or incense that you may enjoy in your house. At this time, we got to just start thinking of things that's going to help us to become more healthier and to help us to become more strict about how we're going to maintain our healthy lifestyle. You know, I'm taking a lot of steps right now that, you know, I have to get off a certain amount of pounds that I'm working on myself. And it, trust me, it's a battle, and it's going to be some type of battle because that we're so used to just grabbing those bags of potato chips. We're so used to grabbing that soda pop. We're so used to just grabbing that fruit punch or candy and, you know, things that's instant gratification. And that's what it is. It's an instant gratification for a short period of time. So if we can start eliminating some of those instant gratifications in our diets, we can then start to feel that calming effect and that stress and anxiety levels goes down. Another way to do it is also, you know, write it down. Whatever is stressing you out, write it down. Write down, okay, I am stressed because I am working 55 hours a week, and when I get home, I don't have time for my kids. You know, write that down because now you want to take that and break it down. Okay, what do I need to do to work less and be home with my family? And once you start writing stuff down and journaling, you will be amazed at how many different things you will come up with on how you can cut your work life down, or you can cut your also spending life down too, because we do spend a lot of money. But you can also, you know, write things down to see it on paper. And once you see things on paper, it's also in your mind, like, how can I fix this? And once you fix it, or once you start to fix it, you will start seeing that you had the confidence to, one, either leave that job that you thought that you needed to have because it's the job you was there for 15 years and this is all you know. But, you know, writing things down, and you say, yeah, I could do another job. I have all these skills from this job. I could take all these skills, A, B, C, and D, from this job to another job, and you probably only work in 35 hours a week. Then that gives you time to be at home with your family and friends. Well, of course, right now, you know, due to social distancing, I'm seeing a lot of families, you know, a lot of my friends, family comes over to the house. You know, they're on the porch and their friends and family are sitting in the grass or on the sidewalk, you know, talking to each other. That's still a way, with their mask on, that's still a way you still can see your family and communicate. I know a lot of us are a little down because we can't hug our friends or family. We can't kiss them on the cheek or forehead or whatever the case may be, or however you choose to greet people. You can't shake people's hands. You know, this is going to be the new norm. Until they find some type of cure for this COVID-19 that's going on. So until then, we have to still protect ourselves, but we still can find a way to be with family and friends. And if that means cutting or looking for another job, that's just what it means. Because after this is over, we want to come out on the side of a good side. This time while we are at home, the ones that had the problems of working a lot of hours at their job. Right now, if you're at home on unemployment and your job is lost, you got time to take possibly a course online maybe. So when work is back up and running, you can go and apply for that new job. So always write things down that you think is causing you to be stressed out. If it's your kid, if it's your grown adult child living in your house that's stressing you out, because he or she don't want to get a job or don't want to work or help you pay bills, write it down on the way that you're going to get them out the house in 6 months. Because, you know, if they grown and they're not helping you at home, it's time for them to go. So Write it down. The thing is write things down daily. Write things down that stress you out and start figuring out how you can make that a non-stressor in your life, okay? Another thing is I know a lot of people, you know, they're always willing to go out and help. The phone call, hey, can you take me to the grocery store? Hey, can you take me to the laundromat? Hey, can you take me here or take me here? Right now, you have to learn how to say no. Saying no is one of the easiest things to do, but you feel so bad doing it. You know, it's easy, but you feel bad doing it. So, you know, you have to be comfortable with, you know, if somebody needs help and it's not an emergency help or somebody need to go to a hospital or somebody got injured, things of that nature, you know, right now is not the time to be trying to take people out shopping and going to get stuff for them. Right now is the time for you to stay healthy with your family. So right now the word no has to be very important in your life, okay? It just has to. And don't feel stressed out about it. Don't feel like, oh, my God, I told Sarah no, and I'm always taking her places. I know she don't got a car, and I know she probably need this. But, you know, right now you can't say yes to everything. What you probably can say when you go to the store, say if you're going to the store on Thursday or so, say, hey, Sarah, I'm going to the store on Thursday. Why don't you write me down a list and put your money in an envelope, and I'll go shopping for you. You know, this way you're not in a car with each other and there's less contamination going on as far as the COVID-19. Because a lot of people are asymptomatic and we don't know who those people are. So they can be a carrier of the virus and don't get sick, but they can pass it on to others. So you don't know who that person is. So just try to take as much, you know, if you want to help a neighbor out, just stick your money in the envelope. Put it in the mailbox, let me know when you do it, I'll go grab it, and then I'll go shopping for you and put your stuff on your front porch. You know, you just want to, you know, you can say no, but still kind of help all at the same time. So that's another stress. Another thing is to kind of avoid being procrastinating on things. Right now, there's no reason to procrastinate on things if you're sitting at home in the house. You know, turn that TV off if you need it to clean out a closet, like I always say, because everybody needs to clean their closets out. It's like everyone needs to clean their closet out. So if you need to clean your closet out, you know, you got plenty of time right now to clean your closet out. I know for me, since I've been off of work, you know, I've torn out the kitchen ceiling. We're going to put drywall up this week. We're going to get drywall up in the kitchen. We're going to knock out another wall in my house. We're going to put the drywall up there too. So these are projects that I had and that I needed to do to my home, but I just never really had the time to do it because I was working. So, you know, think of things that you've been procrastinating on for the longest and get it done, right? Matter of fact, here's another one. Write it all down. Write everything down that you need to do, that you need to complete, and then check it off as you go. Once you start checking it off and that list starts getting smaller, smaller, and smaller, then you're going to realize, okay, I can do this. I've completed 5 out of 15 so far. So, you know, give yourself a deadline date on when you want that to get done too. Another way to release stress is, you know, I like this idea too, is, you know, turn everything off in the house. Just sit on your couch, turn on some relaxing music, some smooth jazz, and just listen to some jazz. You know, if you drink wine, grab you a glass of wine and just sit on your couch and just sit there and just, or in your bedroom and just listen to some jazz and just relax, you know, just bring your body to a relaxing state and you'll feel so much calmer and your stress level will go down. I love jazz because jazz don't have any words to it. So you can't get distracted with the jazz. Now, if you put some Beyonce on, next thing you know, you're going to be up dancing and singing Beyonce and trying to dance like Beyonce. So you want something that's a little bit more low key, a little bit low tone, where you can relax. You can't relax off of Beyonce, but you can relax off from some smooth jazz and just relax and chill out and hang out on the couch or in your bedroom or a nice bubble bath or wherever you're at. If, you know, just, I know I have country property I like to go to, and when I get to my country property, there's nobody around. All I do is turn on some music, and I just sit in the grass, and I just listen to nature and listen to jazz, and it's the most warming and calming effect on the body. It's such an amazing feeling. After I come back from my country property on the weekends, I come back to the city, I'm ready to run. You know, I'm ready to get back into busy life because it's so relaxing on when you can do that. So, you know, just wanted to give you guys some tips on how to relieve your stress. Wanted to give you guys some tips on how to just not, you know, get so anxious and overly whelmed about what's going on in the current world. You know, we can't fix the COVID-19. We can't fix that. But we can follow all the recommended steps that the governments are giving out for each country that we need to do so this virus will stop spreading as fast as it is. So, you know, we can't cure it. We don't, you know, we got to leave that up to the scientists. But what we can do is help our individual cells on bringing our anxiety level down and bringing our stress levels down by just changing a few things in your day. Just, you know, going about your day and just changing, a few things. Like I said, listening to music, lighting a candle, writing things down that stress you out, doing some exercising, doing some meditation, doing some deep breathing. You know, you want to do all of this stuff just to keep your anxiety and stress levels down. Because what we don't want to do is end up in the hospital for having a heart attack or having a stroke, and we got all these other issues going that's already at the hospital, people that's already had the virus, and then the virus jumps on you. You know, we don't need that. You know, we want to just make sure you're staying healthy and you're using social distance as much as possible. You're using your mask. You're using your gloves. You know, your alcohol, whatever you're using, we want to just make sure that you continue to do that until this virus get under control, and then we can love and hug on each other like we used to, and, you know, go back to having family cookouts, having family parties, having family dance sessions in the backyard, you know, going out, hanging out with your friends at the malls, going to the movie theater, you know, just practice what you can to not spread the virus, and don't let it consume yourself so much that it's all you talk about and it's all that you think about. You want some laughter in your life, so, you know, throw on something with some comedy. If you need to watch news just to see what's going on, don't watch the news all day long. Pick a time, whether you're going to watch it in the morning, the afternoon, or at night. Don't watch all three sessions. If you watch it every day, pick 2 days out the week you're not going to watch no news, because the news is just going to create that more fear and that anxiety and stress level in you. And what we're trying to do is get the fear and the anxiety level out of you. So don't overly stress yourself. It is a very important situation that's going on, but we still can take the time out to help ourselves and help our family members with, you know, not getting overly whelmed and with what's going on. So, you know, this is Benita Dorice with Create Your Own You. I am so thankful and so grateful to be here today with speaking to you all, and I hope you all have a pleasant, pleasant morning, afternoon, evening, depends on where you are located in the world, and always become who you are and not what somebody wants you to be. Peace and blessings. Love you all. Please practice social distancing so we all can see each other on the other side of this. Have a great one.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the Internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. Or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.